Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You're just another prayer. Not just another song.
When I look to the dark,
it's time for you to get up.
Believe that it's gonna be alright somehow.
Let's all say a prayer for this world. Only love can save us now. I believe that. I do believe that. Well, I don't know about you, but I say my prayers, and I put mine up. So if mine's going to be the one to make the difference, so be it. But I implore you to do the same. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Darrell Clark, and you're at the right place at the right time. Here at Productive News Weekly, we bring you news and information called from around the globe, most often within the United States of America. And we do cross the borders from time to time. Shout out to our folks down in the Caribbean and up in our neighbors in Canada and other borders, even our folks in Mexico and overseas who tune in from time to time. What we bring you is news that's intended to enlighten you and encourage you and empower you. And instill you to make a difference for yourself, your loved ones, and the world at large for good. It's productive news. It's news for you, by you, and of you. It's your news. And with that, I always encourage you to send me an email. Let me know what you think. Give me some insight and enlightenment as to, from your perspective, what's going on. Our programs are live for the most part, so you're welcome to dial in if you're in listening live. Simple enough, you just dial 347-838-9142 and love to have you participate in the discourse. It's an uncommon discourse. It's not news that you'll hear on mainstream. It's not influenced by political or business interest. I'm not politically affiliated, left or right wing. Fully independent. And I caught it as I best see it. As best without bias as I possibly can, given all the God-given information that I'm able to acquire or that is presented to me, especially from a divine order. And so with that, this evening, we're going to do somewhat unconventional. Our programs are always unconventional, but even more so. Our programs are, for the most part, unscripted. And we bring it from the hip, as the saying goes. No ready, aim, shoot. It's just bringing it from the hip with some, well, I believe too uncommon truth, logic, and common sense. If it's truthful, it's logical, and it makes sense. Of course, that first thing was, is it truthful? And so with that, we try our best to vet every piece of information that we bring on these airwaves. And if it's not, if it is opinionated, we let you know. And we welcome your side of the story. With that said, I appreciate all of you who are sending me information and, well, news that you've been able to gather that's not typically hitting the mainstream. With that said, I received some information that I'm going to share a little bit with you in a moment that I received from one of our regular partners of Productive News, Miss Ula Pasternak. And she's always on the front lines, being a true soldier of love. And she's often referred to an organization for you to yourself get information. That's the Institute for Responsible Technology, and you can Google it. It's just an organization that's intended to enlighten you as to what's going on with regard to GMOs, genetically modified organisms. In other words, food that's been adulterated. And in the years and years past, she's always talked about glyphosate. And, well, what is glyphosate? Well, in a word, it's a poison. So I just want to read a little bit from something she shared with me. And we had a conversation earlier this week. Hopefully she'll be joining us next week. Really encourage you to tune in for our program next week, which is the 19th. So it goes like this. As concerns escalate regarding the potential negative impacts of glyphosate and other herbicides on both health and the environment, there's a growing interest in finding alternatives that are safer, more eco-friendly. Farmers and gardeners are showing increased enthusiasm for these alternatives, recognizing their potential to nurture rather than harm the environment and public well-being. Folks, before I really, you know, get too far into this, I want you to understand the importance of being aware. Especially in these days and times, these are auspicious times we're in right now, folks. You may be wondering, he's not going to say anything about what's happening over in the Middle East. Of course I am. But for now, I want to step back and generalize some. This sort of set the tone and the framework and the foundation for our discourse this evening. And if there's a word, a theme for tonight, it's awareness. Being brutally aware. Being unapologetically aware. Being divinely aware. Using your God-given innate senses to think a logical thought. Be aware. And a simple example, simple. My listening audience ranges from 12, my young advanced listeners, to 82, my well-seasoned and grounded listeners. And so with this simple example of awareness, you walk outside your door. The sky is on the middle of the day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, bright and sunny, and you go to get into your vehicle, whether it's your bicycle on your vehicle or in your four-wheel or your vehicle that you so often depend on to get you from A to B as an automobile. And then as you're about to get in the car, all of a sudden a dark cloud comes overhead and the wind starts to swirl and it just gets dark, pitch dark. That's good logic, common sense. Something is not normal. Do you pause? Wind starts swirling. Again, what do you do? I guess things depend. What were you going to do? Where were you headed? Were you headed to help a family member who was in dire need? Were you going to the corner store? Truth, logic, common sense. Being aware being aware of your environment, your surroundings. That's a simple example. And some things are so obvious in front of us, as obvious as that scenario. But yet we become tunnel visioned. And so I'm presenting to you now an opportunity to just step back, think outside the box, open your mind up, and see life for what it really is. Unbiased, with no ties to any ideology or individual or group, although you may be tied to a group or an ideology, step back for a moment. It's like meditation. Just step back for a moment and give yourself a chance to be that divine intervention of an individual that you were put on the planet to be, that grandest version of the greatest vision you ever had of yourself. And if you haven't had that, then you really do need to step back and take some time out for yourself and for your loved ones, because if you take time out for yourself, you're taking time out for your loved ones as well. So getting back to the article, there were interviews recently conducted. And it was with two figures at the forefront of this movement that I was just referring to, finding alternatives that are safer and more eco-friendly than glyphosate. And these two figures at the forefront of this movement were shedding light on promising prospects for a future without reliance on Roundup. Glyphosate is a key component of Roundup and similar products. The exciting development is that farmers no longer have to be tied to Monsanto. Monsanto is the manufacturer of glyphosate. Monsanto's GMOs, harmful fertilizers and pesticides to manage their crops. However, a note of caution is warranted. In addition to concerns about glyphosate contamination, attention has been drawn to the potential toxicity of the additional ingredients, what we know as adjuvants. Like with vaccines, we have adjuvants that they don't refer to. We've had adjuvants in vaccines like arsenic and other things, as an example. So, additional ingredients found in herbicides that are free of glyphosate. Now, adjuvants are included in herbicide formulations to enhance the effectiveness of the primary plant-killing ingredient. Remember, Monsanto's intended to put out this Roundup to kill weeds, right? So these adjuvants that are included in herbicide formulations to enhance the effectiveness of the primary plant-killing ingredient. Strikingly, these adjuvants are not listed on the label of any herbicide, even though they're supposedly glyphosate-free. So the question to me is, why are adjuvants not listed? Like on vaccines, like with certain foods that you buy in the supermarket. Why is the FDA saying, well, certain additional ingredients don't have to be listed? What? So I'm just talking about our so-called watchdogs. I mean, okay, so who's watching the watchdogs would be my question. That's the question of the day. And that's where I'm coming from when I talk about being aware. That's what I'm referring to. So again, I implore you to just be aware of what's going on, of what's happening around you. So, the counter to these negative things, these things that are toxic and can cause harm, what do you do? Well, as I've said often, how do you get rid of weeds? Do you use a Roundup? Now, we're not just, I'm talking metaphorically. I'm not just talking about the weeds in your grass. I'm talking about the weeds in your life. What's the best way to get rid of weeds? I've always said, grow good grass. Just keep pouring down good, strong seed. Unadulterated, non-GMO seed. Without adjuvants, hidden ingredients, right? Without an agenda. Be careful who you find yourself in the company of. Are they adjuvants? Do they have a hidden agenda? Be careful of ideologies that you follow. It's not easy. I'll be the first to admit that. In fact, it could be said that it's rather challenging. But we are up for the task. Grow good grass. There's certain foods, and we talk about the superfoods. We know about the superfoods. We've heard about them. But you can't hear about them enough, because the more you hear about them, the more they'll be in your subconscious mind. That's where we really want them, because then we'll operate without even thinking in a productive way. So let's go over the list again. And there's numerous perspectives of this list, and this is just one of many that I refer to. Beans and legumes, little nutrient powerhouses that offer an incredible amount of plant-based proteins. I mean, we know about animal-based proteins, and we know the advantages of that. And I've been a vegetarian for over 10 years, close to 15 years, partially a vegan in that time span. So I understand the benefits, and I would even say maybe even the drawbacks, because where I am now, there are certain things I still don't eat. I don't eat pork, and I don't eat beef. I'm very careful about the poultry that I ingest, as well as the fish that I ingest. I like tilapia. I mean, where does that come from? Is that some man-made thing? I don't know. We want fish that grows in clear waters for the most part, right? And so getting back to the beans and legumes, plant-based proteins would be important, because I do believe that you need to give your system a rest from time to time. And where I am now, I do believe that it is all right, as long as you're careful where the source of the animal protein is, to have animal protein in your diet. But the alternative plant-based protein is, I believe, from my empirical study, very important. I think that it's important to give your system a rest from time to time from animal-based protein. So beans and legumes, very, very, very important in terms of the superfoods. They're both loaded with fiber. We've heard about fiber, right? That support the healthy digestion, bowel regularity. You've got to have bowel regularity. If your bowels aren't moving regularly, let's just get into some deep doo-doo here conversation. Play on words. That could be one of the sources of illness, Because if you're not moving your bowels, first of all, you're going to auto-intoxicate, which means that you're basically intoxicating yourself from the inside out. So those beans and legumes I'm talking about, they have complex carbohydrates in them, which gives you long-lasting energy. And we've heard about carbohydrates, like the runners, marathon runners that have that bowl of spaghetti, you know, heavy carbs to help you sustain. Well, legumes are complex carbohydrates. You know, they provide energy, but it's a slow-burn energy. So, number one, cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, ooh, under the radar vegetable. I love Brussels sprouts. Some people say, oh, it's different, those little round things. Cabbage, cauliflower. Other cruciferous vegetables are known for their digestive benefits, folks. Again, maintaining a healthy digestive system. It's critical. You feel better when your digestive system is functioning properly. It's that piece of the digestive system is analogously related to, on an automobile, the exhaust system. Remember the Eddie Murphy movie, Beverly Hills Cop? And he made the statement, I'm not, and, well, it wasn't Eddie, but it was the cop that made the statement, the goofy cop. And I'm not going for that banana in my tailpipe. Well, guess what? If you put a banana on a tailpipe and there's only one tailpipe on that vehicle, you're going to have some problems. Same thing. Yeah. Got to evacuate. So, cruciferous vegetables are very good for that as well. It's good for your immune system, folks, when you're evacuating properly. Because if you're evacuating properly, it's going to also increase your intake of the nutrients that build your immune system. Cruciferous vegetables also are related by studies to living longer. They have not only fiber, but antioxidants and high in vitamins, especially A and C. Those are crucial vitamins. We all know that. Well, if you don't, they are high. And anything that I'm saying, you may want to get your notes out and take some notes, folks, because as we go into the season, you know, I call it the season of knowing where your body is health-wise. You know, they say if you have a weak battery in your car, the season, talking about inclement weather, it'll let you know. Same thing with your body. If you're weak, you'll find out. And now, not only do we have inclement season that ebbs and flows, comes in every year, but now on top of that, we have these viruses and diseases and disorders and infections that are proliferating around the world. So more and more and more important that we have a strong immune system. And so those cruciferous vegetables are high in vitamins, which help build our immune system and increases our healthy aging. The one thing I want to say about cruciferous vegetables that you really want to focus on as well is their antioxidant properties that are known to be anti-carcinogens or have anti-cancer properties. It's not to say you can eat a boatload of vegetables and you would never get cancer. I would never say that. But why not increase the odds that it will help protect you? Doesn't hurt. Also, they are known to help against heart disease, support blood sugar control or blood glucose control in people that have type 2 diabetes. So number three, berries, especially the colorful berries. Now we know about berries and antioxidants, and if you don't, check mark. Berries and antioxidants go together like a hand in glove. You can't have berries without antioxidants. Remember, what is an antioxidant? An antioxidant is simply a property of a nutrient that helps keep your cells in order. Your cells get in disorder, in disarray. It's like an atom that has the nucleus, the neutron, the proton, and the electron, and they're just supposed to work just fine together, just spinning around. Well, sometimes those cells, they don't function properly because of, well, environmental toxins, other types of pathogens, and the like. Well, these berries help too, and other antioxidants, to keep the cells in order, which help prevent disorder, imbalance. So, what are some of the superstars of berries? Well, let me start with my favorite, blueberries. Then we go into raspberries, blackberries. And those are the ones that are among the highest in antioxidant content. Now, we can get into something like mangosteen. I mean, you know, there are other exotic fruits that are extremely high, but not as readily available and surely not very price-friendly. So this is what I'm calling tongue-in-cheek, low fruit. I'm on a roll here. Okay. So these will combat free radicals, and that's what antioxidants are intended to do. When I say radicals, those are those radical cells I was talking about. Okay, and they also fight inflammation, by the way. So berries, that's been studied for decades, I might even say centuries. It's just, in other words, it's unquestionable, the benefit of berries. Now be careful, because some folks will say, well, I'll just get some of that berry juice. They got all kinds of juices out there, and I'll just get it. So be careful of the sugar content as well. All right. So what you get when you get the natural berry, you also get a higher fiber content, which gives your body a chance to absorb the sugar, because berries are a carbohydrate. They are high in sugar. So you have to be careful. For example, we know that, speaking of the cruciferous vegetables and how they're anti-carcinogenic to some extent, well, with berries, there's a higher sugar content. Now, there's a counter to the anti-carcinogenic component because of the sugar. And with that, you need to know that cancer does feed off of sugar. That's another medical fact. So if you're dealing or you want to, well, give yourself a better chance of not dealing with a cancerous situation, be careful with your sugar intake. So there's a mental component to berries. They're finding, they being those who study as a science, the influence of food on the body. Studies are showing that berries have an high potential effect on your brain health. And I was reading that in the Annals of Neurology, in the nurse's health study, they followed over 16,000 participants over the age of 70 and found that the high intake of blueberries, strawberries, and strawberries are linked to slower cognitive decline. In other words, you keep your good and common sense a bit longer with the intake of that. That's a significant study. And they found in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry that blueberries extract can actually improve memory. So kudos to the berries. Now, what else? Dark leafy greens. Okay, now, what do we talk about when we talk about dark leafy greens? Yeah, we're talking about kale and some of those other things that especially, you know, we're known, some of our African-American-based people, to love our leafy green vegetables. So we got to be careful with that as well, because, you know, depending on what's going on with you, if you have, you know, kidney issues and things like that, just how much of your leafy green vegetables that you need to intake, reach out to me at essenceoflifecenter.com, and I can give you some more information on that. But time and time, again, studies have shown that eating dark leafy green vegetables is linked to many health benefits, including reducing the risk of early death. Cardiovascular disease looked at 13 studies and found that regular leafy green consumption is associated with a 15 or 16% lower risk of developing cardiovascular disease. And also in that Journal of Neurology found that eating one serving per day of leafy green vegetables are rich in alpha-tocopherol, which is basically vitamin E, lutein, nitrate, vitamin K, zeaxanthin, which is great for, you know, the eyes, and it helps to slow age-related cognitive decline as well, improving mental sharpness. And all of these things reduce the risk of age-related macular degeneration, which, as I was saying, is good for the eyes. Okay, so superstar number 4, nuts. Yeah. Now, while all nuts offer health benefits, walnuts stand out. They are stand out. First of all, they're the lowest in acid content. You see, one thing about nuts, some of them have a higher acid content. And what we need to have is an acid-alkaline balance. So we talk about being pH balanced. And you can go out and get pH sticks at a health food store. Most health food stores that are worth their weight will carry pH sticks. And you just put a little saliva or run it under your urine stream, and it'll let you know what your acid alkaline content is. And you don't want to be too acidic and you don't want to be too alkaline. Alkaline is slow, acid is fast. You don't want to be too slow, you don't want to be too fast. If things go on too slow, you're going to accumulate things like fungus, and if you're moving too fast, you're going to burn out. So just as an analogy, so walnuts are the superstar of the nuts. It's just they've been linked to better heart health, lower risk of cancer, reduced inflammation, and even better blood sugar control for diabetics. There was a study published by the Current Developments in Nutrition, and it suggested that regular walnut consumption could help you live longer. Researchers analyzed 18 years of data from the Nurses Health Study and the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study, and found that men and women who ate at least 5 servings of walnuts per week lived almost 2 years longer. That's encouraging. These are significantly due to the high level of omega-3 alpha-linolenic acid, known as ALA. Monounsaturated fats, and certain polyphenols. Omega-3s have also been found to help reduce joint pain. All right, 2 other nuts I'll give you. Almonds, they contain the highest amount of vitamin E, and they're also rich in magnesium. Relaxer. That's what holistic nutritionists, at least my colleagues, that's what we refer to magnesium as. If you're ever having some, well, I don't want to generalize too much because everyone is different. Again, go to the website, essenceoflifecenter.com. Look me up and be glad to give you some more detailed information. But for sufficing of now, with our limited time, pistachios are another great source of manganese, phosphorus, and potassium. And we think about bananas when we think about potassium, right? But pistachios. Okay, now we're going to move along a little bit faster in terms of these superfoods. Olive oil. Monounsaturated fats. Olive oil, polyphenols that function as antioxidants. I didn't say enough about olive oil. Just olives, period. Olive leaves. It's just a great, 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 well, fruit, if you will. And they protect against cell damage, that antioxidant property. A study in the Journal of American College of Cardiology reported that people who included more than half a tablespoon of olive oil in their daily diets had an 18%, that's almost 20%, reduced risk of cardiovascular coronary heart disease. Regular olive oil consumption may slow the shortening of what they call telomeres. It's something that occurs naturally with aging. So there's something called a successful aging index that people over the age of 50 who consume olive oil regularly can improve on. Next, fatty fish. Now, when I say fatty fish, we're talking about fish that are rich in omega-3s. Back to that walnut thing, omega-3s are just good. Now, we're talking about the oily varieties of fish like tuna, mackerel, salmon, trout. People who ingest those tend to live longer than adults who don't. That's a study from Harvard School of Public Health and the University of Washington. Fatty fish eaters have also experienced a lower risk of dying from heart disease. Next, whole grains. Another one we need to be a little careful with. Research supports the benefits of consuming whole grains. Now, we talk about fiber. That's an obvious benefit to whole grains, right? Well, a review published in the Advanced Nutrition found that people who consume 3 servings of whole grains per day had a 25% lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease than those who ate fewer servings. Now, we're talking about whole grains in their original form, such as wheat berries and quinoa and oats, you know, not just wheat bread. So you really need to get the right form of whole grains. And they're truly many benefits to be had. Butter. Yep, I said it, butter. On that note, I'm going to end on butter. I'm just going to say, for all you margarine lovers, stop it. It's not even natural. We were talking about adjuvants, right? I mean, you ever look at the ingredients of margarine? So, I'll give you an example. A fly, if you left margarine on the table and took a vacation and forgot to put it in the refrigerator, you come back, that margarine would be looking there just the same as it was. Not a fly, not a roach, not an ant will land on it. Sounds like plastic to me. So anyway, butter. Then there is butter. Now, we do know butter is dairy. So with that said, it is what it is for those who are, you know, lactose intolerant and all of that stuff. You be careful with. But butter has been valued for its life-sustaining properties. And I've read this over many, many years, that even societies that have higher intakes of butter have shown to live longer. There's a doctor, Dr. Weston Price, studied native diets in the 1930s. He found that butter was a staple in the diets of many supremely healthy people. And in fact, heart disease was rare in America at the turn of the century between 1920 and 1960. The incidence of heart disease rose precipitously to become America's number one killer. Now, during the same period, butter consumption plummeted, right? Between 1920 and 1960, butter consumption plummeted, you know, after the turn of the century. Now, it was during the same period that butter consumption plummeted from 18 pounds per person per year to 4. So it's cause and effect. I mean, it just makes sense to some extent. You had to, you know, just walks like a duck. Turn of the century. We found that heart disease was fairly rare. But then, between 1920 and 1960, when butter dropped significantly, well, America's number one killer became heart disease. So is there a link there? Well, you can't say 100%, but it's something worth raising an eyebrow over. So many factors in butter ensure optimum growth in children. Chief among them is vitamin A. Individuals who have been deprived of sufficient vitamin A tend to have narrower faces and skeletal structure, crowded teeth. Extreme vitamin A deprivation results in blindness, skeletal problems, and other birth defects. Individuals receiving optimal vitamin A from the time of conception have broad, handsome faces, strong, straight teeth, and excellent bone structure. And this is just a study that was given in terms of some of those, well, observations. So those are some of the, well, good grass elements that I believe everyone should be aware of, especially as we go into the season. And in the weeks and months ahead, I'll be talking more and more about that aspect of our lives, health and wellness. Now, let's get on another topic that's going on, what's happening over in the Middle East, in Israel, and the Gaza Strip in Palestine. And that's why I opened up our program with Say a Prayer for the World. You know, I've seen both sides and heard both sides of this story, and I understand, and we have limited time because I'm gonna close our program down this evening in about 10 minutes. And I have a commitment, and But I do just want to put out things, and in the weeks ahead, we're going to really do somewhat of a deep dive into this. When I talked about awareness at the top of the program, last week when I was on the program, and I really encourage you, go back and listen to my program. I'm never claimed to be some type of a psychic. I think we all have some abilities. I truly in my heart believe that, and some more than others. But I've never claimed to be that. But I just last week, before this thing even happened, I said, proof is in the pudding. I said, can you deny that certain things that have happened in the last 3 years are not a coincidence? There are no coincidences in life. And you know that your mama and your daddy or whoever raised you, guardian-wise, I believe if they were responsible, tried to teach you that. You should teach every child you have any influence on that there's no coincidence. If you hang around, they say you used to sleep, you know, you get burned if you sleep with the devil. I'm just saying, there's no coincidences in life. Everything's cause and effect. Some call it karma. I'm going back to the person that's in the White House. This is where I'm headed with this. And if you want to tune out, this is your chance to go ostrich on me. Folks, there wasn't one soldier killed. I know it's hard to believe. Under Donald J. Trump. But yet, the media won't give him 5 minutes to even comment on what's happening. The economy was doing better than ever before. Yeah, I'm going here. And last week I went on a significantly serious, pertinent discourse talking about this with a significant amount of energy. It was, I believe, a divine energy, especially when I see what's happening now. Because I said, folks, go back and listen. I said, what's next? I said, when God makes something clear, he makes it abundantly clear. And if you want to ignore it, he'll drop a pebble on you. If you still want to ignore it, he's going to drop a rock. If you still ignore it, he's going to drop a boulder. What does it take for you to see what's going on? I talked about how this president, within a year, gave up $83 billion. If you can't see it now, I talked about the fact that I don't believe there's anyone in my listening audience that would subscribe to drag queen story time for their third grader. You know, someone that comes up with a drag outfit on and wearing panties and a transgender for your third grader. And there are school districts that are promoting this. All this has happened now. I'm not homophobic. We've gone into that conversation with people that I've grown up with who were gay and still to this day friends. I have relatives. I love my gay relatives. Don't even try it. We're talking about perversion. Big difference. Total. Talking about two different things. You're talking about baseball and somebody beating somebody over the head with a bat. So I know some people find it difficult because you're so caught in the ideology. I can't believe that, you know, that he would say that because there's another side. No. You Joy Behar-headed people. Joy Behar said she must be one of the most ignorant women. Anyone that watches The View, I think that I'm concerned about you. I really am. Between Sunny, Whoopi, oh my gosh, and this woman Joy, who is just a blatant liar, she's dangerous. She's literally dangerous for this society. And I don't watch her, so how do I know? Because I watch broad news. tune in and watch a little CNN, little MSNBC, but I make sure I'm watching Newsmax and Fox, and I also go and do my streaming across a broad range, and I compare. This latest thing, I mentioned Trump. They're trying to say his property's worth $18 million. I told you to do your own research. See what you come up with from some of the leading retailers in Florida. I bet you won't find anything under $250 million for that same property. And you may find as high as close to $1 billion. So I'm just trying to give you love, like I said at the end of my program last week, and I'll end this program the same way. Sometimes you need someone that's willing to tell you the things that you don't want to hear. Biden is compromised, in my opinion. Thank God I'm allowed an opinion. What is it based on? Truth, logic, and common sense. The truth is he gave up $83 billion. The truth is truth. We're just talking truth. Logic. He gave up one of the largest military airports in the world. The landing strip is the cement is not measured in inches, it's measured in feet. And it's been said it's in some aspects it's 6-8 feet because of the heaviness of the military planes, and it's within an hour flight of China, who is our adversary. Don't make no mistakes. And if you don't know what a rigger is, look it up. China's slave trade. They have legal slavery in China. Is that the ideology that you follow? You got to step back, folks. And is Hunter, Biden's son, compromised or not? Do your homework. So is Biden, who has documents all over, is he compromised, of which some are linked to China? I mean, these are facts. So now we not only within a year had 12 servicemen killed, just for a moment, vicariously, be the parent or the spouse or the child of one of those soldiers. You may say only it was only 12, but just put yourself in that position. Whereas the previous 3 years, not one soldier died. Folks, if you don't see a pattern, you know, I went to school with a lot of bright people. I wasn't always the brightest. I didn't do too bad. I mean, I wasn't like a D student or a C student. I was okay. But I wasn't one of those A-plus students. But I have enough good and common sense to know that my friends who were those A-plus students, and listen to what they said. And they remember one guy, a friend of mine, homeboy, I won't mention his name. We communicate Facebook sometime. Remember he said, yeah, Daryl, you know, life is real simple. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. He used to always say that. I'm like, wow, why does he always say that? But it makes sense. In other words, keep it simple. Common sense is two points. And it's a straight line. You can't veer from that. I mean, that's nature. That can't be denied. So when you see someone who takes over and all of a sudden there's just degradation, when he came in office, he fired 60,000 people. Would you like to be the parent of one of those people or the daughter of one of those people or the spouse of one of those people? And those people were not, these were not people who were making 30 or 40 or 50,000. And these were blue-collar jobs. No weaning in. I'm just letting them go. We're just firing them. He's compromised, in my opinion. I've seen the 2 points, and I see the straight line. And now he gave $6 billion to Iran 6 weeks ago. Which is, I'm told, I understand CNN and all the MSNBC, oh, it's in a holding pattern. But if someone tells you, okay, I'm going to give you $1 million, and it's in a bank, it's in a holding for a bank for you, Well, you know, you can kind of plan on that. Okay, I got $6 billion. I got a million coming. Maybe I can buy that car, or maybe I can, you know, begin to start that business. I mean, you start planning around that. That's just my logic. Just my logic. Unlike Joy Behar, or whatever her name is. What a name, Joy. She's sad. Her name should be Sad Behar. She made some crazy statement. Yeah, well, if Trump wasn't involved, I wonder what Trump said to the Russians that was involved with Iran when he was running in office. She going back 10 years. She in a dirt hole, mud hole somewhere, trying to bring up some mud and dirt. She needs to go back to where she came from. I mean, it's disgusting what she's trying to do. It really is just disgusting. I mean, maybe he wouldn't give her some play when he was back in his Playboy days or something. I don't know. But I do know that we have a former president that did right by the people. There's no doubt. I want someone to call in, and he is not able to even express himself. Folks, that's called cancel culture. That's called fascism. And if you're not careful, if you don't, this is our opportunity, folks, to write this. My opinion. And I am not by any means a Republican. There's so many, I could think of more than a few Republicans right now that I would like to not see in a political office. A lot more Democrats from what I see. But there are some. That's why I'm so glad to be independent. So glad. George Bush was the worst president in American history, in my opinion. And you know what the problem with Donald Trump is? He said the same thing. So that those who say, well, you're a Republican, you're not supposed to say that. Well, I don't know. Tell the truth if you really feel that way. So I can't be a Republican and cut the snake off my own head, cut the heads off my own snakes in my backyard. That's one of the problems so many of us have with family members and so-called friends, you know, that we know are doing wrong. But we won't call them out because, well, you know, they're black or, you know, they're in the family. Yeah, but that nephew or that cousin, you know, he just or she just raped an infant. I'm making this up, but because that's somebody that's in your family, you say, oh, just give him a pass. No. So more and more people in America are seeing this. Don't be the last to get on the bandwagon, especially our youth. They're seeing it. This momentum will not stop. That is my true belief. And I believe this is a message from God because they're trying to take out our children. But those limited number that do get it, which is a significant number, go up on your web, see the young folks, the 20, the 30, 40-year-olds, especially those 20 and 30-year-olds. They're looking at this and they're saying, I'm not liking what's going on in the White House right now. And they're rebuking their parents who are caught up in that mess and got misled and refused to wake up and are still woke. So that's encouraging. You also have our African-American folks who are waking up and saying, I get it now. Yep, Biden was in the Ku Klux Klan. It's documented that his mentor was one of the top-ranking officials in the Ku Klux Klan. It's documented that him and Clinton put more African-Americans in prison than ever before. It's documented that Donald Trump released more African-Americans than the previous three presidents. These are just facts. And at some point, you got to step back and say, then why are they against Donald Trump? My black brothers and sisters who are my listening audience, because I have white and Asian listening too, but for my black brothers and sisters, wake up. These are not your friends. And some of our worst enemies look like us, i.e. slave trade. Do your research now. Going back to the diaspora, do your research. Many people who look like us sent us back over here, sold us. So, that is my monologue. And if I had to give you a number, I'm going to say this. This isn't about being pro-Israel, pro-Palestine. It's about love, folks. And what happened a few days ago what these murderers did to children. And I've seen the pictures, and you can say, oh, they're adulterated. But when you start cutting the heads off of infants, that's psychotic and that's sick. So you can say, well, yeah, but they took our land, and we were here first, and we lost millions of people, and I get that. I really understand that. I can say, well, what if you were the children of or the parents of one of those who the Jews, the, you know, killed when they were taking over Palestine? And you know, so you cut the head off of a baby. So you massively rape all the women that you can get your hands on as you invade the country. And I'm not down with that, folks. I'm not. I'm just not there. You've heard the term, this is their 9-1-1. Talk about Israel. Well, pound for pound, it really is. In terms of the population of Israel compared to the population of the United States, we lost about 3,000 people at 9-1-1. They lost, so far it's about 1,100, somewhere around there. Pound for pound, that equates to about 30,000 people if it were the same numbers as America. Now imagine if 9-1-1, 30,000 people were killed. So you can imagine where the Israelites are right now. With the weaponry and the firepower, they have the firepower to literally, remember, they have the A-bomb. They could take Palestine off the map. So I wonder, it makes me go, who started this? Who was the instigator to this? Don't get me started with my conspiracy theories, because America has been involved in a lot of mess. But I'm not saying that we have anything to do with this. I'm just saying it may not be Hamas. I know they're saying Iran was involved. I really don't know, but I think there's more to this than meets the eye. And I would just encourage you to step back and be aware of what's going on. And we got to give this one to prayer, because I don't want to see Israel take Palestine off the map, even though they lost 30,000 people relatively compared to, you know, United States. And I'm not saying don't do anything, because I'm not about that. You slap me in my face, especially if you slap my baby, I'm going to have some issues with you. So we just got to pray and get this one to God. This is way deeper than us. And in terms of what's happening in the White House, if you don't see the relationship to all the negative, evil stuff happening to a person who came in office just 3 years ago, 2 years ago, compared to peace, not one war. Do you know Donald Trump was the first president in the last five that didn't start a war? Wake the hell up, people, and get off your nasty, evil hatred that you've been indoctrinated with, bamboozled, hoodwinked, as my man Malcolm X would say. And they won't even let him say a word. You know why? Because he's really an independent. That's the deal. Yeah. So the Republicans and the Democrats behind the scenes are saying, we can't let this man come in. He's going to wake up half America. But it's God Almighty utilizing you and me, embedding in our hearts to say, wait a minute, I do get a vote. And don't be pulling no mess about COVID and starting no massive war like in Ukraine and over in Israel, and to get me hoodwinked so that we can't think about how to vote. So now everybody got to vote from an envelope that can be manipulated. Don't try that. Wake up, folks. We're not having this. We ain't going for the banana in our tailpipes. And with that, I say, love going to bring this thing back together. I went a little bit over, but it was in the name of love, folks. Enough is enough. Stop being hoodwinked by these race-baiting, hating, I want to say, and will say, evil folks that are perpetrating what's going on over there and around the world, and even especially in our country. Now, that's all I got for you for now. Let me know your thoughts. Be more than happy to have you voice your voice across these airwaves. I'm not perfect, at least as far as I know. So we'll be coming to you next week, prayerfully, God's will. Be aware. That's the key. Just be aware. No ostrich head in the sand. We don't have time for it. We don't have time for it. What we need now is love. Love. Who was it? What the world needs now is love, sweet love. You know the song. Was it Dionne Warwick? Anyway, let's close out with some love, love song. Peace and blessings to you and yours. God bless. Say a prayer, folks. This is deep, deep stuff. Step back. Don't be afraid to counter what you've been thinking was going on. Donald Trump is not your enemy. And he's been lied on, and now they're trying to get him on some, trying to get him on some property kind of mess. This is just getting sick. Folks, this is your president that has been hoodwinked out of office. We are talking about some Russia. Talking about Russia. We're talking about some communist mess that's getting ready to go down if you don't stop this. The Maxine Waters and Schumers and these folks, man, these Democratic folks, they are doubling down on an ideology that's not good for this country. It's just not good. So my prayer is that you will wake up and you will see the light and you will do that which is right. Ooh, that rhymed. That means there's some synergy. Synchronicity happening. God bless you. Love is the key. Talk with you next week. Drop me a line at productivenews@outlook.com. Love to hear from you. Love is the key.
Middle school is an exciting and sometimes confusing time, and that's why your middle schooler needs Willow. At the Willow School, we know that middle schoolers need a place where they can shine, where they can thrive. Located in Gladstone, New Jersey, Willow's growth-oriented environment supports academic achievement while also emphasizing character development and self-discovery. Learn how we make middle school matter at willowschool.org. Middle school is an exciting and sometimes confusing time, and that's why your middle schooler needs Willow. At the Willow School, we know that middle schoolers need a place where they can shine, where they can thrive. Located in Gladstone, New Jersey, Willow's growth-oriented environment supports academic achievement while also emphasizing character development and self-discovery. Learn how we make middle school matter at willowschool.org.